Welcome to this marketing show. You're going to be glad you tuned in today. We've got Paul Wiliba on as a special guest, and he is a, I'll call him an expert in promotional products, 20 years experience. He sits between the people that make the promotional products and the people that actually sell them to end users, 20 years experience doing this. Paul, thanks so much for joining us today. We're really interested in tapping into you in terms of what's working for sales and marketing when it comes to promotional products.
Thanks for having me on, Rick and Cheryl. Really happy to be a part of this.
Yes, welcome, Paul. So also thank you for the goodie bag that you dropped off with all these awesome promotional items that obviously you sell to a lot of your clients. When we talk about promotional items, first of all, what do we mean by that? Like promotional marketing, I guess. And how far back does that go? Like how long have businesses been using stuff like this to promote their business?
Well, definitely the evolution of promotional products dates back all the way to 1789 when George Washington gave a lot of his supporters commemorative buttons, and it's really evolved into many different manifestations. So you've got the apparel world where you're using promotional products for uniforms and walking billboards. You've got incentives for Salesforce. You've got different recognition and awards. We've also got definitely marketing tools that are available for you as well. So the evolution of promotional products has really changed over the years. But, you know, of course, dating back to 1789 with George Washington, which is pretty cool.
And, you know, back in 1789, I was a vice president of sales, I think, and not like today when I'm drinking out of my marketing cup with my Sell to Win logo shirt on. But anyway, who's talking? So, Paul, when I was the VP of sales, the promotional individual would come in, drop off this big catalog and say, hey, Rick, there's a lot of great things in there that can help you with marketing and sales. And I would agree, and then he would leave, and I'd have no clue really what the ROI or KPIs were on this type of thing. So can you speak a little bit to what is working when it comes to sales and marketing as it pertains to promotional products?
Absolutely, Rick. I mean, first of all, when you're talking from a sales perspective, there's different ways to use promotional products in your sales marketing mix. We can use them as a motivator for your sales force. So you've got some rewards and recognition pieces. You've got the advertising aspect for the walking billboards, whether it be apparel, tote bags, and mugs. You've also got the relationship building and the loyalty aspect if you want to build loyalty and build the relationships with your top customers or if you're trying to grow some customers. And there's also the ability to change behaviors with promotional products or helping with prospecting. Now, when we are using these products for these different sales tools, we are measuring them with a cost per impression. So different products are providing different costs per impression. So to give you an example, a piece of outerwear, say an average of $20, will give you a cost, will give you an impression of 6,100 impressions in the lifetime of that product, which is typically about 14 months. So really depending on what your product is and what you're trying to accomplish, we can look at the different products and what kind of impressions it's going to leave with your customer.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, Paul, when it comes to marketing, conversations that we have with our clients are around things like, what is the return on investment for this marketing tactic? Or what am I getting back? Or what are the KPIs on that? So how do you measure that when it comes to promotional item marketing?
So yeah, let's look at a couple of case studies I can share with you. One, for example, was a really interesting one where a dealership wanted to change some behaviors of their customers. They found that answering the phone became a little bit too challenging, so they wanted to drive people to their website. So every time somebody came in and got an oil change or any type of servicing, they put on a hang tag on the rear view mirror and they use the GROWseeds. Thank you for growing with us, but also on your next service, please book online. So how they measured this was the cost of putting those hang tags onto these rear view mirrors. And then when they are tracking the actual codes that are being entered when they were making the reservations, they were able to find that there was a 250% return on investment for that particular project. Now they slowed down the phone traffic, and then they were also able to book easier and get people using this new system. The other thing I would look at too, from an actual case study, from a sales and marketing perspective, is prospecting. And this is a fun story, one of my favorite projects I worked on. People had worked with a company that I support called Kanata Blankets, and they had ordered slippers. And what they did was they mailed out one of the slippers to their prospect. And they said, listen, we are trying to get a foot in the door with you. We want you to become comfortable, hence the slipper. But we'd like to meet with you so we can give you the other slipper. And it was a really easy return on investment for them. I mean, it wowed their customer and it made an impression on them, and it brought in new customers. So really, there's the different angle from the different projects. It depends on what you're trying to achieve, but there's definitely the ROI and also the impressions that it's making upon people out in the marketplace.
I love those stories.
Well, they're great stories. And, you know, maybe we can get Vinny right now just to show some of those impression stats as I speak for a second here, because you don't think about really the run length of a promotional product versus maybe something else. And Cheryl, you and I always, for customers, talk about how many impressions for digital marketing. And just for a quick story, because you made me think of it, Paul. So I know a guy in Arkansas, I won't say his name other than Tim, very creative marketer, and he takes a promotional mug and he crazy glues it on the front and the hood of his car on the driver's side. He says, Rick, you can't believe how many people stop me in traffic and go, hey, there's a mug with your logo on it. It's on the front of your car. It's good. Anyway, works for him. Very intelligent guy, very bright. So Paul, like we're in, coming out of COVID now, okay, or so we think, or hope anyway. What are you seeing people do now with promotional products, like given what's going on right now?
Yeah, there's been a lot of change. A few trends that I'm seeing right now is, first of all, the thank you economy. People are using their brand to thank either frontline workers or their employees who are working from home. So a lot of home-based products, a lot of sales in that. Cause marketing, so trying to align your brand with a cause and having that feel good around what is happening out in society. I'm seeing a lot of digital marketing change as well. So when you are going online onto your sales calls, you know, we're sending products to people's homes and we're having the branding on their apparel. We're having on their mugs, like you guys with your Smarketing mugs. Personalization is another really big trend right now. So because people are no longer sharing products, whether it be pens or mugs, making sure that there's a personalization availability for the products that you are purchasing. And plus, nobody throws out something with their name on it, right? And then also direct mail is another really big trend for us as well. So trying to drive some direct mail products as well to also increase traffic online through QR codes or either promotions through your Instagram site or Facebook site, whatever it might be. So those are some of the main trends that I'm seeing right now.
Yeah. I wanted to point out, like when I thought, or when I think of promo gear, you think of like the coffee mug, you think of the t-shirt, you think of, you know, the Frisbee, but I was surprised. Some of the things that you dropped off for us to look at, really interesting. And I wanted to point this one out here because it's called the new pizza grow kit. And basically what it is it's seeds that allows you to grow all the different spices that you might use when making pizza at home. So this is a really cool, very environmentally friendly, very trendy, and something that everybody could use and benefit from. So I love this.
And Paul, I think you dropped those seeds off just a couple days ago, and I think one's growing right behind you there, Cheryl, already. This stuff works.
Amazing. Before we go, my last question, Paul, we talked about some of the things that are working and some of the trends that are happening, especially as we kind of get into a different phase of COVID. But what are some of the mistakes that you're seeing businesses make when it comes to promotional marketing?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, Cheryl. I mean, what I'm seeing as far as mistakes on a consistent basis is not really talking to an advisor or a consultant like myself to try and find the right solution for your right target market, and just thinking that you want to get something that's a single use and budget friendly and hand it out and people discard it and they're not using it. So the big mistake I'm seeing is not taking care of your brand, making sure that somebody who you're working with cares about your brand and is giving you the right advice to help you promote your brand. So, I mean, my real takeaway would be to make sure you're working with somebody who cares about what you're doing and cares about your brand is gonna do the right job for you and invest your money properly.
So, you know, important that we learn today, promotional materials need to be and should be a part of your marketing mix. And if you have any questions about anything, you can contact Paul. WePromo.com is the website. Call Paul. I love your branding, by the way. It reminds me of the TV show Better Call Saul.
I can barely follow his branding. Oh, I can Paul. Barely follow it, Cheryl. Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining. Don't forget, if you have any questions or comments for Paul, for Rick, for myself, or any ideas for future shows, you can email us anytime. engage@intocommunications.com. Don't forget to like and subscribe the show and share it with your friends. Thanks, boys. What a great show.
Thanks, guys.
Good job, Paul. Congrats on what you're doing. And if you're not thinking promotional products, Cheryl, what should they do? I don't know.
Call Paul. We'll see you next week, guys.